To my mind, the most important results were the fact that the effects were maintained up to and, in fact, beyond the 5 years of active treatment. There's, I guess, some real interest in all these studies is what will happen when you stop treatment. There is evidence that you get a, quote, carryover effect with tamoxifen, which isn't surprising. If you're curing any patients, of course, you're going to get a carryover effect. And the initial results from ATTACC suggest that that effect will be even larger for anastrozole. So the fact that the six-year absolute difference is larger than the five-year difference and that the curves are still separating, I think is particularly exciting.
You know, initially when ATTACC came out, I remember the ASCO tech assessment made a big point about the tamoxifen, quote, carryover effect. But hasn't that been seen in all effective systemic therapies, even chemo?
Of course. In fact, it's seen to even a larger effect in chemo. And carryover shouldn't be really a mystery. Anytime you cure patients, the effect of the treatment is going to carry on beyond the treatment period. The only time when you wouldn't suspect carryover is if you have a treatment that's just strictly cytostatic. So as soon as you stop the treatment, it's no longer effective. We thought that might be true for tamoxifen a long time ago, but it's clear that it's not.
Another point in the 68-month follow-up was the mortality data. And of course, at this point, we're not seeing an overall survival benefit. Can you talk a little bit about that and what the causes of death were or are at this point in time?
The overall, at 68 months, there's no difference in mortality. There's a slight reduction in breast cancer deaths. It's a 12% reduction. And it's a little early to expect that. So the fact that we have a significant decrease in distant disease-free survival will, in my view, very likely translate into a breast cancer mortality reduction in a few more years. Of course, on the other side is that if you get a reduction in breast cancer mortality and no overall effect, you're going to have an increase in some other causes. And, of course, that is the case. We've looked really very carefully at that, and it's a mixture of things. There's nothing really that stands out. There's some excess from other cancers, although there's no increase in incidence of other cancers. There's a range of things, a few cardiovascular deaths, but in fact the MI mortality is the same in both groups. My suspicion is that probably the difference is just a chance fluctuation, and that with further follow-up we'll see other causes of death more or less the same in both arms and a small mortality benefit emerging.
What would you project to be, or is it possible to project what the effects of breast cancer mortality are going to be based on the effects on distant recurrence?
I think one can probably do that. Of course, the mortality benefit will always be attenuated because just as with tamoxifen, the mortality benefit is about half the recurrence benefit because women take tamoxifen on recurrence if they haven't had it up front. And the same will be true here. Women who didn't get an AI up front will get it upon recurrence. So you'd expect that the mortality benefit is likely to be about half the size of the recurrence benefit. So 10 to 15% relative mortality reduction is about what one might expect. And that's what we're probably going to see in the long term.
And I guess in a sense, that's sort of what you're seeing now. It's just not statistically significant.
Yeah. The trial was a very good prognosis set of patients. Two-thirds were stage one. So the mortality will take a long time to actually appear.